What's happening, guys? Pete back with you for an all-new edition of the Music Box Pete podcast. Hope you guys are doing well. On today's episode, I have an interview with Derek and Ian from Barefoot Yun. They're this fantastic new Boston-based indie band, or alternative, whatever you want to call them, but I'll sort of leave it open to you guys. But I had a blast chatting with them last week, and they're totally a brand new scene, but you get to know all about them right here. And they've been sort of at it for a while now, as they mentioned in the interview, how they started out under different names, and the guys sort of talk about the evolution to where they are right now with Barefoot Yun. Of course, the origins of the name, how the members met, what sort of intricate musical styles they have, and especially the musical influences, which we always delve really in depth here with all my artists here, some of their individual musical influences and how they sort of reflect their own musical tastes. Not necessarily the influences of the band, mind you, but sort of, you know, where they come as individuals and how that sort of coalesces and fits into the larger scheme of things in terms of the band and how they sort of reach out to their listeners too, whether it's listening or live in concert. So we touch upon that, how they all, with their creative process, their songwriting and how that sort of, you know, takes shape. Their experiences performing live. They performed at the Middies Upstairs. We talked a little bit about that. They got an upcoming show April 4th at Rockwood Music Hall, which they talked a little bit about. The recording process, especially with Falling Fast, their latest EP, which they talk a little bit about the whole genesis behind that, all that. Pretty much everything you need to know about the guys is right here. It's sort of, you know, there's no beating around the bushes. We sort of just get right into it. We just dive right in. And that's what I sort of love about these bands. Leave, like, no impressions, just going out there and knowing everything about them. But they are such fun-loving guys, and I totally dug chilling out with them and talking with them, too. I was really stoked to have them on. So without further ado, here's my interview with Derek and Ian of Barefoot Yun.
Okay, Music Box Pete here on with two members of a Boston-based band that I just posted a show preview up on Music Box Pete. They got a show coming up at Rockwood Music Hall on April 4th. Here to talk about the beginnings of the group, creative process, recording their EP. I'd like to welcome on Ian and Derek from Barefoot Yun. Guys, thanks for coming on.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. My pleasure. So just for all my listeners out there, just give us your names and roles in the band.
So I'll start. I'm Derek Bolivar. I am singer and bassist.
I'm Ian Howard, and I'm guitarist, backup vocals, recorder.
Okay. Producer extraordinaire, sound guy.
Yeah.
So let's go back to the beginning and talk about the formation of the group and how you guys all met. So let's hear about the genesis of Barefoot Yun.
I'll take that one. So actually, there's kind of, we've always sort of been a trio. We started, Ian and I first started playing in like sixth and seventh grade. We grew up together in the same town in Littleton, Mass. And we were playing, I don't know if you've ever heard School of Rock. And we did that. We did like an AC/DC show. And then so Ian and I kind of first got introduced playing together through that. And then we came across our drummer through like a local music page or whatever. He had this thing called like Ben's Jungle Jam or whatever. So we came and like met him in the hallway of our middle school and asked if he wanted to like be in our band basically before even like playing with them. So that's kind of how it came to be. So it kind of started out just we've gone through a lot of different genres and influences, you know, anywhere from like, I think we started more on the Metallica Slipknot side of things and then into Red Hot Chili Peppers and then sort of Incubus, you know, the 90s kind of music box there. And then we, over the course of, 10, 15 years, we kind of went through different, had various members in and out of the band. And as of late, we had John Wallace. He's a Austin, Texas implant that we picked up around, I think it was 21, we picked him up and we played a show with him. Yeah, and so he's been kind of a mainstay ever since. I don't know if you have anything else you want to add there, Ian.
No, I was actually thinking about this AC/DC School of Rock thing a while ago. But do you remember that show we played at the middle school, like that elementary school? Like, I don't know if it actually happened or if I just like dreamed about it, but we like drank a bunch of energy drinks and then that like full on went AC/DC and like like all the theatrics.
I do remember that. They had like chairs out in the auditorium and stuff, and I think it was like parents and their like kids and stuff. And I think that was our first experiences with substances, drinking like Monster and like Red Bull before the show.
The real rock and roll lifestyle back then. And
yeah, our parents drive us to the gig.
Cool kids, pretty rock and roll.
And how times have changed.
Yeah.
you touched upon I want to delve into some of your individual musical influences that really shaped your interest in music. So talk a little bit about that and how your musical influences sort of evolved to where you are right now.
Ian, you want to take that one?
Yeah, I think for me, it all started with Led Zeppelin. I was always like a Led Zeppelin guy. I always thought they were better than all the other rock bands. Jimmy Page, big influence on me. As I kind of grew older, like we went through some heavier music phases in high school, kind of like growing pains, I guess. And now we're kind of in a finalized form of what we are now and more like focused on just presenting like a more realized, like cohesive, like sound, I guess. Like we're not trying to be like individual virtuoso guitar players or anything like that. Like we're more interested in like just producing good pop songs at this point. So I think that's kind of where we've like flourished as musicians. Like we're not like all Berkeley like studied. No one really knows music theory that well, but we're just kind of trying to make good songs and good sounds. And I know Derek was an Aerosmith guy, so we always kind of like,
I first started playing bass because of Cliff Burton, like coming across, like old Cliff Burton clips on YouTube. And so I was, you know, the Aerosmith, Metallica, so a little bit more of the heavier side. But yeah, now, I mean, I think we all kind of went through somewhat similar phases, you know, started off with our like dads showing us classic rock and then going through like the 90s periods. And I know for a little bit in high school, you know, obviously being very easily influenced, we were trying to emulate like Red Hot Chili Peppers and had like the whole rap rock kind of thing going with maybe a little bit of Rage Against the Machine and stuff like that. So I think throughout the years, we kind of cherry picked the parts that we like out of those different types of genres and bands and hopefully kind of made it our own. I guess that's kind of up to the listener to decide, but I guess that's kind of what we see ourselves as.
Awesome. How would you characterize your sound to those who aren't familiar with you? I usually ask this question, all the bands come on here, and I know some bands are kind of squirrely about, you know, pigeonholing themselves within like a certain genre, but how would you sort of characterize it to those who are discovering you for the first time?
I think Ian kind of mentioned this before, but we're definitely like a pop band. We do like that kind of radio pop song formula where, you know, kind of within 2-3 minutes and it's got like the hooks and, you know, type verses and stuff like that. It's kind of the classic rock band format of bass, guitar, drums. So it's kind of pop rock, you know. I know there's indie and all that stuff, but to simplify it,
I think like that we always kind of lean towards more danceable, kind of fun, good time having music.
Where did the name Barefoot Young originate from? Who deserves credit for coming up with that? Was that just a randomly generated just?
No, so I mean, this has been like what maybe our like fifth or sixth name, but I think I was really into Kings of Leon at the time, and this was probably I want to say around like 2014. And so like one of their songs that I really liked had like the lyric like running barefoot. And this was also at the time where like country was a big thing. Like, so I kind of wanted something that maybe gave a nod to country and that would draw people in. And then I think Ian and I, this was during our college days, we were living or going to move into this apartment across from Young Drive. So I kind of just mashed the two together. Yeah. So I don't know. I tried to make it sound somewhat appealing to people who didn't know us and, you know, thought it was maybe it would sound like an easy listening kind of band or whatever. So yeah, that's kind of where it came from.
Yeah. And that our names have always like kind of ushered in new eras for us. So that was like, well, I remember we were moving away from the like heavier rock, like Rage Against the Machine stuff towards more like acoustic, natural sounds, I guess, kind of led to where we are now.
Very nice. When did you realize that people were gravitating towards your music? I know it probably like took a little while for people like really like pay attention, but for you guys, when did you really notice that people were starting to catch on to your music and really dig your sound?
I think like, I mean, obviously we're still trying to grow our fan base and stuff. But I think probably around like the time we were in college and we were playing kind of like house shows and we did some like frat shows and stuff and people really dug that. And at that time, it's always a little bit tough to tell if people are just like, had been drinking too much or whatever and would just like anything. So, but yeah, I think it was around that time where we saw, you know, people, like the early stages, you obviously have like friends and family coming out to the show and it's more like they're more there just to support you. But then, you know, again, around the college time, people were actually like enjoying coming to the shows and wanted to come to the shows. And I'm sure there's people that still come to our shows that are there just to support and not necessarily dig our sound, but yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to UNH. There's one good house venue left when we were there.
Yep.
I was going to say the same thing. Like high school was kind of like whatever. We just loved playing music. So we would play any show we got. But then once we got to college, you know, our like, general vicinity of people around us really grew, and to be like kind of welcomed into the house shows and have good shows there made it, I don't know, I guess we gained confidence at that point, confidence in our sound.
Yeah.
Great. I want to go behind your creative process a little bit and sort of figure out how you guys typically come up writing songs together. Now all bands have a different process that works out for them, but for you guys, how do the songs usually come to fruition? Usually,
I think more the music side of stuff. Ian is kind of has for the most part been in charge of that, and he's got like a own studio that he's in right now, and so he's been able to do a lot of like demos and recordings easily and put them up on like Google Drive. And it's funny, a lot of times whatever he's thinking of for like a name or whatever at the time, he'll label it. And then sometimes that actually turns out to be kind of the basis of what I write the lyrics around or whatever. So it could just be like, you know.
Yeah. I usually just name it the first thing that pops in my head, but that's kind of ruined now because I overthink it because Derek said that many times. So got to come up with a new trick. But yeah, basically we rely a lot on like playing as a band. Like we always try to record with as many people playing at the same time as possible. And so like all one of us will come up with like a spark of an idea, and then it's usually maybe like a minute long max, and then we all get together and try to turn it into a song. And
yeah, and you know, I think it's been good, especially with John, because Ian and I had been writing stuff together and being with Ben for how many years now, that it had not necessarily gotten stale, but we were almost like in a routine. And having like John come in with kind of like a new ideas, it's been able to like interject some different styles and sounds into our music. So that's also been like a big help too.
Yeah. All right. And that sort of leads into my next question about the recording of your latest EP, Fallen Fast, which came out last year. Talk about what it was like to put it all together and what the whole experience and process was like for you.
Yeah, we did that at my home studio. When did we start recording that? That was
2020. That one was pretty piecemeal together. Like, we didn't really know we were going to do an EP, and we're just like, oh, let's just, we got these four songs. And where it's a little bit different now, we're in the process of doing an album. So we're a little bit more deliberate with like songs that we're writing and like feel and sonics and stuff. And, we've done, originally we were doing drums before in Ian's place. But I think Ian wanted a little, I don't know, because we moved.
Yeah, it's recording. It kind of sucks. It's not as fun, and I think the sound suffers a little bit. That like if we're trying to play together as a band, but I also got to watch all the drum levels and all that stuff to make sure it's sounding good. Now we're like outsourcing that. Our new album, which is, we've done tracking the basic tracks. We just kind of got to finish the songs. It's probably coming out in the fall, but we've been going to an actual studio. I kind of got sick of the home studio grind, and we're working with Mystic Valley, recording stuff to a tape machine. It's been really fun, really fun process. Alex is a wizard, and he's really helped us out a lot. But back to the EP, that process was kind of dragged out and long, but I mean, we love those songs, and I think I'm proud of how they came out. We worked with a mixer / he produced our first album, WBTT, Paul Calderi. He's kind of like a Boston legend. He's been around forever, and I've learned a lot from him as like how to actually record and produce music. He mixed that one, and yeah, basically I sent him tracks from my shitty home studio, and he turned them into a song. That's how it goes.
Was there a favorite song off Falling Fast that really stood out to you, that was your favorite during the whole process? Did you have a particular favorite that really jumped out at you?
Oh man, I mean, it's always the, I always like the last one we did. So Wayside was the last song on the EP, and it's kind of like, I feel like with every project, we always have one song that kind of guides into the next, like on our album, right? Like that came out in 2021. We had one song that kind of guided into the sound of the EP. And now Wayside is the song that's kind of guiding into the sound of our new album. So that one's my favorite.
Yeah. It's always a little different too, in terms of like favorite song listening to on record or like playing live. Like I think Inner Feeling's like one of my favorites to play live now. and it always gets like a pretty good response from the crowd, and people like the drum beat and stuff. So I feel like Inner Feeling's kind of my favorite, but yeah.
And of course, as I mentioned, and of course I did a write-up, you have a show come up April 4th at Rockwood Music Hall. For those that haven't seen you guys in concert, what can fans expect, and how much are you looking forward to the show?
So I think especially when we're kind of in that opening slot, we understand that you're kind of tasked with bringing the energy and getting the crowd kind of ready to go for the headliner. So I think, not that we have a ton of like slower songs, but I think more of our upbeat and a little bit more danceable set list, I would say.
Yeah, it's going to be loud, fast, and fun.
There you go. besides music, what do you guys like to do for fun in your spare time away from band activities? So away from like practicing, recording, performing, anything you guys like to do to unwind and chill out?
More music. No, I'm just kidding. I like to stay active with like mountain biking. I recently started playing basketball, pick up basketball again. That's been fun. Stay away from like video games and all that stuff. So I stare at enough screens making music. So unfortunately in the modern era, so try to stay away from screens.
There you go. And Derek, sorry, missed you a little bit. So I missed this last one. Besides music, what do you like to do for fun in your spare time away from all the band activities?
Mostly a lot of like outdoor stuff, like skiing, surfing, stuff like that. What else? We've always kind of like grown up and messed around playing some tennis. We're not very good at it, but
yeah, stuff
like, you know, wiffle ball,
mountain biking.
Yeah.
Very nice.
We had a state park plug.
Yeah, state park plug.
We got to keep that under wraps.
John's not here. He's too hungover from.
Yeah. We don't want lines out the door at state park.
So after the Rockwood Music Hall show, what else you guys got going on? So talk a little bit about what you guys are working on now, and what else we can expect from you for the rest of the year.
Well, at the Rockwood Music Hall 1 month later.
Yeah, so we'll be back for that. There's some other local shows that we'll be playing at. I don't know if we're allowed to announce them yet or not, but actually next weekend we'll be doing like a quick run, doing a Brooklyn Thursday night, New Jersey Friday night, and then DC Saturday. So some kind of branching out shows there. And then over the summer, I think we're gonna, schedules get a little hectic, and I think we're gonna focus mostly on just wrapping up the album, and then try to tour more in the fall. Usually that's kind of like prime time to do shows and stuff, you know, people aren't away and so forth and busy with summer plans. So
yeah, we'll probably have a single coming out in the next 2 months, and then yeah, summer we're just going to grind on the album and try to get it out for September.
Awesome. How can fans find out more info about you online?
I think our best is probably through Instagram, most active there, and then John is our in-house social media like influencer, so he runs our TikTok. So there's some
definitely start with our Instagram, and then if you want to get a little deeper into the Barefoot Young lore, you can go to the TikTok.
Yeah.
The annals of TikTok.
Yeah.
And we've reached the last question here. What is one thing you would like fans to know about you guys or through your music? One thing.
One thing that.
I don't know. That's a tough one. I think we kind of just want. I think the what the band is going for, the goal of the band is really for people to just to like kind of have a good time. And I know that's kind of like a lame response, but we're doing it. I don't know if we have any sort of like heavy messaging behind our music. I think we try to keep it pretty light in terms of people coming to shows and just dancing and have a good time.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Derek, Ian, it was great to chat with you guys and get to know a little bit more about you. But thanks again for taking time to do this. Appreciate it. And hopefully our paths cross in person sometime soon.
Yeah. Thanks for having us on, and appreciate the kind words you had about us in your write up and stuff. And so, yeah, we hopefully come across you in the scene. I'm sure we will. So.
Yep. No problem. My pleasure. But take care. Have a good one.
All right. Have a good one.
See ya. Bye.
Thanks once again to Derek and Ian of Barefoot Yun for taking time out to do this interview. I just so thoroughly enjoyed chatting with them, and it was just awesome to get to know more about them too, because I didn't know a whole lot about them coming in to do this interview, but now I know everything about them, and I'm totally going to see them in concert next time in town. So April 4th, again, Rockwood Music Hall. Definitely go out, seek out a ticket link that's on the interwebs. You can find on their Instagram and on their Facebook page as well, too. The ticket link by shows for the April 4th Rockwood show. So, and they'll be in a concert many more times, so you'll see them plenty of times down the road. But you want to know more about them, go to their Instagram site. As I mentioned, that's probably the best resource to go for all the upcoming show updates and everything they got going on in their world. I just found them to be very pleasant, and they sort of represent the hardworking nature of the scene, because, you know, the Boston music scene right now, you know, it's so different from what it was, you know, 5-10 years ago, obviously since when I first started going to shows. They sort of represent the new breed of the Boston act, where they're just hitting the ground running consistently week after week after week with shows and with, you know, single releases and EP releases, whatever the case may be. They're just keeping extraordinarily active, and it just sort of, you know, hitting that with that hitting the ground mentality. They're definitely being in good shape, and they'll be around for years to come, I'm sure. So again, massive thanks to Derek and Ian of Barefoot Yun for doing this. And thanks once again for tuning in to the Music Box P podcast. See you soon.